turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're getting into a topic today that is, well, it's truly rewriting the rules of how you get found online.
It really is.
We are seeing this seismic shift in digital marketing. I mean, it's so fundamental that just relying on traditional SEO, you know, ranking for those blue links, it's just not a sustainable strategy anymore.
Not at all.
And it's all being driven by AI-powered engines and these large language models, your ChatGPTs, Google SGE, Perplexity.
It's become the ultimate visibility crisis for businesses. I mean, if your digital presence isn't built to be easily processed, understood, and, you know, trusted by an AI, you're effectively becoming invisible.
Invisible to the next generation of search. So if the world is shifting to this AI-first ecosystem, what do we even call this new discipline?
We call it AIO, AI Search Optimization.
Yeah.
And our mission in this deep dive is to really show you how AIO works, why it's so different from SEO, and what technical steps you need to take, like today.
Okay, AIO.
At its core, AIO is the essential practice of optimizing your entire digital footprint, so that AI engines can confidently discover, understand, and, this is the most important part, recommend your business in their responses.
It's about becoming the trusted preferred answer.
Exactly. Not just one of 10 choices on a page.
That makes perfect sense. So today we're going to look at the fundamentals, this idea of recommendation versus ranking. Then we'll move into the technical side and focus heavily on why this is such a game changer for local businesses. And then finally, we'll unpack the beast itself, Google SGE. Okay, let's get into this this core philosophical difference. We've all spent years mastering SEO, right? Chasing clicks. Now you're saying AIO might mean the user never even clicks our website, but we still win.
That's it. It's a huge distinction.
Yeah.
And it's all rooted in how the user consumes the information.
How so?
Well, traditional SEO was a link game. Keywords, backlinks, technical speed, all to get a web page to rank high enough to earn a click. The conversion was the click.
Right.
AIO just moves beyond that. It's focused on what we call entity recognition and semantic understanding.
So the AI understands who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that your business entity gets recommended or cited directly in the synthesized AI answer.
Yeah.
You know, when you ask an AI for the best roofer in your area, it gives you a name, a service, a location right there in the answer.
That is powerful. And when I use a tool like ChatGPT, it doesn't give me 10 blue links. It gives me a sourced reference. But
yeah.
If these LLMs aren't always crawling the web in real time, how are they deciding who to recommend?
They rely very heavily on something we call entity recognition strength.
Entity recognition strength.
Yeah. Think of your business as needing like a digital passport or maybe a really robust LinkedIn profile that every AI system is going to check before it recommends you.
Okay.
The models need to see you as a legitimate, established entity with verifiable attributes, not just a website with some loose, unstructured keywords. So an AI selects businesses based on content quality, sure, but mainly on how frequently and consistently that entity is cited across trusted sources.
So where do you need to be cited?
To earn that confidence, you need a strong presence in a few key places. We often tell clients to look at 5 key authority nodes: Wikipedia, Wikidata, your Google Business profile, major industry directories, and of course, mentions in reputable news publications.
So if you're missing from those, your entity is just too weak.
It's likely too low to merit a recommendation, yeah. So the key concept here is that a business needs a verified knowledge graph entry. You need to be a quantifiable thing with relationships. If you just text on a website, you're missing that essential passport the AI needs to vouch for you.
Without it, you're just unstructured text.
Exactly. The AI models just lack the trust signals to confidently cite you.
Now that we've established this idea of the business entity, let's move into the how. If we need to be crystal clear to the AI, what does the underlying code of our website need to look like? This is where we get into the technical stuff, making a site truly AI readable.
Right. And this is all about implementing structured data markup. Specifically, we use something called JSON-LD, which follows the schema.org vocabulary.
Can you break that down?
Sure. Think of it this way. Traditional HTML is like serving the AI a dense, ambiguous novel and forcing it to guess the plot.
I like that.
Structured data is like giving the AI a clear, pre-translated menu. It's got categories, ingredients, prices. It just removes all the ambiguity.
And what specific schema types are we talking about?
The specifics are vital. For a service-based local business, you have to focus on local business, organization, service, product, FAQ, and review aggregator rating. So if you're a specialized law firm, you should be using legal service schema. This detailed tagging lets the AI know precisely who you are, what you do, and where you do it.
Okay, so once that structure is in place, how do we optimize the actual content? You know, the paragraphs, the headings, for these large language models to retrieve?
LLM optimization, it really demands authoritative, comprehensive content that aims to answer every possible question a user might have on a topic.
So long-form content is key.
This is where long-form guides, you know, often over 2,000 words, they just perform better. That topical depth demonstrates exhaustive expertise, and structure is paramount. Clear H1, H2, and H3 headings. It provides an outline the AI can just parse and cite instantly.
You know, I've heard people say this is just bloat, that it's repeating old keyword stuffing habits. Does AI really reward word count, or is that a misinterpretation?
That's a great question. AI doesn't reward bloat, it rewards comprehensiveness. And that's the difference between entity recognition and what we call AI semantic indexing.
Okay, so entity recognition is who you are.
Right. And semantic indexing is what you talk about and how thoroughly you cover it.
Yeah.
The AI isn't looking for keyword matches. It's understanding the meaning, context, and the relationships between concepts. So you optimize by creating these topical content clusters and just naturally using varied terminology.
That distinction between who you are and what you know, that's the key insight right there. But a practical question. We know some AI tools, like the main ChatGPT models, they have knowledge cutoff dates. If my content is fresh, how quickly can it get absorbed?
You're right. It's a mixed environment. ChatGPT itself relies on its training data. But tools like Bing Chat, which is powered by GPT-4 and the really popular Perplexity, they do have real-time web browsing.
So optimizing now is an investment.
It's an investment in future visibility, absolutely, regardless of a model's cutoff date. And what's fascinating is Perplexity. It uses this hybrid approach, pre-trained knowledge, plus real-time search. And crucially, Perplexity explicitly cites its sources with links.
Which is a huge opportunity.
A huge one. Getting that citation provides immediate, measurable visibility and a valuable click-through. It's a fantastic testbed for your AIO strategy.
Okay, for local businesses, competing with massive national chains on traditional SEO is always, I mean, it's an uphill battle. How does this shift to AIO level the playing field?
AIO is a massive opportunity for small and mid-sized businesses.
Yeah.
A huge one. Because it places such a high value on local relevance, on niche service focus, and genuine authority. Areas where a small, specialized company can absolutely dominate.
So you can be more specific.
A national brand might be known for home repair, but a small local company can become the recognized entity authority on, say, complex water heater issues in the 78704 ZIP code. They can achieve AI visibility because of that intense specificity.
This brings us to what you call local entity SEO.
Precisely. It means establishing your business not just as a ranked website, but as a recognized geographic entity that's associated with precise locations and local context. It's so much more powerful than just ranking in the old local pack.
And I'm guessing the Google Business Profile is key here.
It's your digital embassy. It's one of the most essential entity signals you have. AI models use GBP to verify your legitimacy, assess your reputation through reviews, and confirm service areas. A fully optimized GBP sends these strong, verifiable signals that AI systems just trust.
You know, I was just consulting for a niche HVAC company recently. They focused intensely on implementing the right HVAC contractor schema, filling out every single field in their GBP, and specifying their 6 local ZIP codes in their service content.
And what happened?
They went from 0 mentions in SGE to 3 in under 4 months. It just proved that deep specialization beats shallow generalism every single time.
It's a perfect illustration. And the geographic specificity is critical. You can't just claim you serve Houston. You need to specify the neighborhoods, Montrose, the Heights, Memorial, and the actual ZIP codes you serve. You even associate your entity with local landmarks. The AI needs to understand your local context to confidently recommend you.
So what about old school local citations? Yelp, the BBB, are they still relevant or are they just clutter now.
Oh, they're absolutely relevant. They just serve a different function now. They act as verification signals for the AI.
Ah, so they're cross-referencing.
Exactly. The consistency of your name, address, and phone data across these platforms confirms your legitimacy and location. They're validating your digital passport for the AI.
All right, let's pivot to Google's biggest AI offering, SGE, the Search Generative Experience. We all know what happens when Google decides to change the rules, the entire internet shifts. So what exactly is SGE and how does it source its information?
SGE uses LLM technology to generate these comprehensive, synthesized answers right at the top of the search results. It pulls information from tons of sources, but it's highly selective. It prioritizes content based on the EEAT signals experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
EEAT, I think that still feels a bit vague to a lot of people. What is SGE actually looking for to verify those signals?
EEAT verification means SGE is looking for genuine, verifiable credentials. So if you're writing about medical advice, SGE wants to see an author with an MD, a strong bio, a track record. If you're a roofer, wants to see genuine photos of your team doing the work, detailed case studies, clear reviews, accurate structured data.
So it's looking for proof.
It's searching for explicit signals of hands-on experience and trustworthiness, not just good writing.
So what should listeners do to maximize their chances of being cited in these SGE answers?
Focus on topical depth, clear structure, and factual accuracy that SGE can easily verify against other sources. It's less about the old goal of ranking number one and more about being cited as the authoritative source for a specific micro topic within the answer.
And how do you do that?
You maximize that citation probability by creating content structured to answer questions, often using specific schema types like FAQ and how-to. You're basically spoon-feeding the answer to the AI.
But wait, if SGE answers the question directly, aren't we risking visibility for the traditional users who still like those blue links? Is SGE cannibalizing our traffic?
That is the core tension right now. And yes, it's true, SGE does reduce click-through rates for informational queries, but SGE visibility does not replace SEO. It transforms it. Strong traditional SEO is the absolute foundation for SGE success. If you see your SGE visibility drop, it's not because Google hates you. It's almost always because a competitor created content that was more comprehensive, more current, or simply more authoritative on that specific niche. SGE rewards the best answer.
So we've covered the shift, the technical framework, the Google landscape. What does a sustainable long-term AIO strategy look like? How do we build a durable AI identity?
A long-term strategy is all about AI authority building, systematically establishing your business as the expert entity that AI models confidently recommend over and over again.
So what does that require?
It requires hyper-consistency, identical NAP data everywhere, comprehensive business profiles, detailed schema, and intense specialization. Stop trying to be the best at everything. Be the definitive best at one thing.
And you mentioned something about AIO pillar pages.
Right. A critical component of content architecture for this is the AIO pillar page. A true pillar page isn't just long. It's the central nervous system of your topic cluster. These are comprehensive resources, often 2,500 words or more, that act as the hub for all related subtopic content.
Can you walk us through that central nervous system analogy?
Certainly. So if your pillar page is, say, advanced commercial roof maintenance strategies, your cluster content needs to detail specific subtopics. Things like gutter cleaning frequency for flat roofs or shingle repair in high wind zones.
I see.
All of these detailed cluster articles then link back to that main pillar. This comprehensive architecture signals to the AI that you have complete exhaustive expertise on the subject. It makes your entity an undeniable authority.
That sounds like a sustained effort. What kind of timeline should a business expect before they see those AI mentions start popping up?
It definitely takes time to build trust. You should expect to see initial AI visibility, assuming you implement a full strategy with schema and entity validation, in about 3 to 6 months.
And for significant results?
Significant, measurable results usually follow within 6 to 12 months. This is a strategic marathon to build entity trust. It is not an overnight technical patch.
Finally, let's look ahead. What is the immediate future of AI search for local businesses? What should they be preparing for right now?
The immediate future involves hyper-personalized recommendations. It's not just based on location anymore, but on the user's history, their device, their past queries. Also, voice-activated AI assistants are rapidly becoming the primary interface.
And transactions.
We're seeing AI-powered booking and transaction capabilities built right into the search response itself.
So what does that require from a business today?
You have to prepare now. Businesses must maintain a comprehensive entity, implement advanced structured data, including signals for real-time availability and scheduling, and ensure their content is conversational, matching how people actually speak their queries to an AI. You need to be ready for the user to book or transact directly through the AI, not just your website.
That's a fascinating and complex new layer. So which industries are going to benefit most from diving into AIO immediately?
Industries with complex decisions, high information needs, or local service requirements. Think home services like roofing and plumbing, specialized legal services, niche healthcare, restaurants. These are all areas where a confident AI recommendation offers the highest trust and value to the user.
So to bring this all together, remember the two main takeaways from this deep dive. AIO is entity-first optimization. It's aiming for recommendation and building authority. And it's absolutely complementary to traditional SEO. The stronger your SEO foundation, the easier AIO becomes.
They really build on each other. You're moving from just ranking a page to being the authoritative entity. And here is a final thought for you to consider. While these AI systems may answer questions directly, they also drive highly qualified, contextually relevant traffic right back to your business for the final transaction. The businesses that dedicate themselves to establishing a strong, undeniable AI entity presence now, before this channel becomes totally saturated, will capture the majority of this traffic and build a durable competitive advantage. So ask yourself, is your business structured to become the preferred answer in the AI-driven ecosystem?
Austin CodeMonkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin CodeMonkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.